let's go to the ships. I really want a description of what you saw. We've had so many descriptions from the audience of what these things are like. I've had my own sighting, for that matter.
Sure.
What did you see?
Well, shortly after the I didn't shoot them incident or experience,
right,
I had gotten pulled, and this marked an extremely unusual turn in the interaction with these things, with these guys. When I got pulled the hard way, when I came to, I was standing up. I was not on board, and I was on good old earth and a clearing in the woods, meaning that the woods were cleared about the size of a football field, as if it had just been done. And I was standing, and I was able to move. So I had all my mental faculties. I had all my physical abilities. Below me, standing below me on the ground in the woods, were about a dozen or 15 people just spewed, laid on the ground. Most of them were naked, as if they had gotten pulled from their sleep and brought over there. Some were in nightgowns. And
wow.
And there was one other guy, and then I had this guy, a relationship here. His name is Doug Redonte, and I met him later, and he filmed the video with this thing, and he didn't know what was leading him. I kept my mouth shut, but I had, anyway, there was this guy was standing, and he was fully dressed. He had he had dress pants on, a long sleeve shirt. I could see him clearly, and he was talking, and all he kept saying was, "I was driving my car. I was driving my car." He just kept repeating the same thing over again. And then the people that were on the ground below me were either totally paralyzed or mostly paralyzed, and moaning and groaning. And this one woman I remember, blonde-haired girl, gal, was sitting in the fetal position, rocking back and forth, just scared to death, crying. But she was able to move somewhat, just rock back and forth, and most of them were just numb. To my left was another, and a gray, just standing there amongst them, and myself and this guy. To my left was another, the best way to put it, was another pile of people. Another 12 or 15, all in the same position, different people, with another gray standing there. And then to the left of them was another pile of people. And so what had me mesmerized was the fact that I could move, I could walk. I was looking at my hands. I was looking at this guy. And I was thinking to myself, man, this is the first time these guys have just let me like this, you know. And no, I wasn't on board. Again, it took a long time before they did that stuff. But
now, for understandable reasons, once they firmly understood that you were not murderous, I guess you sort of graduated from some point.
Yeah, I guess that, you know, that's a good way to put it, Art. And I was seeing that, and it had taken years to get there, and the girl that was, I was looking at the girl, my attention went to that girl that was moaning in the fetal position, rocking back and forth, and the gray that was standing next in my pile of people, so to speak, said to me telepathically, "Calm her." And then the next thought that came to my mind was, "Wow, God, you would have given me a task now? What am I, part of this thing? You know, well, this was a mass abduction, you know." So I was like a kid in a way, but I was cool. Was we going to blow it?
Now you're a senior abductee.
Yeah, good way to put it. So I walked over to her, and I put my hand on her shoulder, and I said, "Hey, look, you're going to be okay. This is going to pass. I know you're feeling sick. I know you're feeling scared. We all feel like that. They're going to take you in this room, and they're going to teach you this alphabet." And then I didn't know what to say. I started saying this stuff, and then the gray goes, "Don't tell her anything, just calm her, you know."
Yeah.
I think I was making her more nervous when I was saying that. And I said, "Oh, you're going to be all right, don't worry." And then the other guy was going, "My arm, my arm." He was complaining about his arm for some reason, and he was scared. This is someone I became very close with here later, who appeared to, and remembered this stuff. But anyway, part of it he did, a good part of it. Anyway, so I he said the voice, the telepathic message was clear in my head, calm him. So I walked up to him and I said, look, man, you're going to be fine. He goes, I'm sick. I want to throw up. I said, yeah, you always feel that way at first. I said, it'll always pass. And as I was saying that to him, I heard the people below me in my group moaning, like, they are coming, the ship. This was kind of weird, Art, because it was like they had some sort of, these were people being abducted, but they had some sort of knowing that some ships were coming for them, and they're the ship, they're coming, and I looked over to my left, and it was an overcast evening, which I didn't mention earlier. I remember the trees too; they were pine trees. So I figured I was, and they were kind of like a southern pine. So I was somewhere in the south in the United States. So I kind of geographically placed myself there by the pine trees, and. To the left, I saw in the horizon three lights, blobs of light in the mist of the overcast, right to the horizon. And what they looked like was, you know, when they have these giant candle lights when they're advertising a new car lot or a store or something like that, and it kind of looked like that. But and as I was looking at them. And they were blurry. They weren't that clear at that point. One of them just shot across the sky, and was right above myself and the pile of people that I was with, and was hanging. But he was still above the clouds where you can only see a light. And then the second one shot across the sky. I mean, in an instant, but you could just see it go across, and hung over the second pile of people. And then the third one shot across the sky. And hung over, all of a sudden, like definitely a formation, or they had a purpose mathematically, the sequence. And the third one hung over the third group of people. Now I'm looking at these two lights, and I still can't make anything out because they're above the clouds. And then I noticed that the light started getting a little brighter where I was standing. So when I was looking, I looked up more at the one that I was under, and it started descending. And when it did, and it got below the clouds, it was just one of the most, I just got to say, beautiful, because that's what I ended up yelling out. It's just one of the most beautiful, beautiful sights that I had ever seen. It didn't look anything I thought a UFO should look like. For starters, the bottom of it as it came through looked like a, I'd say the thing was the size of like, four big houses is what it looked like, at least at first. And it was like an eggshell at the bottom, like where the light was emanating. Like it was one giant beam of light that looked like a not perfectly round eggshell shape. And then it had a sphere. It was spherical, if I'm saying that right. And then it had a dome on the top, but I could see windows, and I could see, or portals or windows, and in the windows were not just ETs or gray scrambling behind the scenes. I could see people scrambling behind the scenes and looking out the window and looking at the groups and checking things out, like, you know, they had just dropped down and saw us. And the light that was emanating from this thing just got brighter and brighter, and it was the clearest, brightest, whitest, cleanest light that I had ever seen in my life, with a beautiful, beautiful blue hue. And I just looked at that thing, and I was staring it up, and I raised my hands up, and I just went, it's beautiful! I just, it's beautiful!